Hello and welcome to Zenith, which was my third book of poetry, which was picked up by Swan World, this publisher from France that I was lucky enough to be in. And lots came from that. Let's not get into that yet. Okay. Zenith. Beauty is nothing. Beauty won't stay. You don't know how lucky you are to be ugly, because for people like you, you know it's for something else. Charles Bukowski. Broadcast signal. This is bigger than you, so touch my heart, my body, my soul. This is bigger than me, so set me on fire. Set me free and capture me. This is bigger than us, so pierce the irons from my wrists, my neck, my depth. Give me freedom, expansion, lightness, warmth, and strength. With an ecstatic antenna, I offer you a blissful welcome home. Synesthesia. Lunar fire ice melts when we touch through live wires. Bits of coal to cool desire drips from the bountiful walls of my cave. Ice hot, moist flesh grunt and build the fire. Depict our love on walls with chalk in hand. Play the bird bone flute to lure the lore and sing your songs before the sun sheens and gleams like open water and sullen night sky stars, before I catch you in my mouth and taste the decades of finite water on your tongue. Real quick, John, I'm recording it. Which is funny. Did you hear that? Depict our love on walls with chalk in hand. Mm. That's incredible to me. Anyway, sorry guys. Okay, oh my goodness. What on earth? Urzeli. This ravenous thing persists like a lengthy spell. A fixation, voodoo, the pulse of the earth. There are stout cords and muscle at work here, primitive rhythms circling the ether. I want to believe in free will, but this story was written. We were simply commas, ellipses, M dashes, parenthetical expressions, waiting quietly for the other to begin. Because parentheses always operate in pairs. Split level. Sheets of heavy metals stacked like cakes, only nothing crumbles and I can't take a bite. Swaying with the storm, sinking on a distant swing, wilted like some loveless girl with too much time on her hands and no shoes on her feet. But 30,000 feet above the earth, my soul's on switchblade heels, full storm on my spine. I can swarm on whole cities, make oceans ripple with a single breath, jet down slick corridors as if floating on rollerblades. I can jump and land on my ends, or melt into the bolster of sweat and long hours. Look down on hard spikes or on high-rise heel towers, binding your head like a belt on a waist, sitting cross-legged in foaming fort grounds, towering ardor touching the earth, barefoot and hungry. Who cares if I'm dreaming, if inside I'm bleeding to stretch for the heavens, to plight down stairwells, to dig my feet down in unspoiled despair. Epithet. Waning Severin with his child-hued vixen, his vixen-hued child, seeks comfort in her cleanness, her ogress fury. A splendid woman, but still a child, and a child needs her toys to rouge out her rims as reminders of split-lipped grazes, of tines and tongues running rampant on bristles, hip, and loin. Hellion madcap with a youth stampede, feet hooped with height, sly nimble toes grab hold of swollen meat, the faucet bores trickling, splash, shivers down the gullet to axis, pole star, sewn like a cruel surgeon's fingers. Oh, sun-gorged darling eggshell, erecting tempests and ruinous floods in this igneous lady, impregnating fires, your white light illumes the ocean, traveling heavens on earth, goddess suicide. Make her hard and saccharine, make her born again, to stretch out her serpent crone and watch her rainbow fade into a tamed wildcat. Blessed. Practical pleasure, spout beast of drink and treasured grind. I'll stay until the night is over, curled above his shoulder. Take post, my lover monster. I was certain we'd meet amid some cornice pages typified in stone, over tea and oranges, amid cloisters of savage monkeys in masks and processions, hankering under yellow-teamed lights. I drink from unkept geysers, solemn goad moans atop my frame, grit sharp on my back, rustled like a dry leaf, crumpled like a dry leaf, spittle slipping nerve on bitten lip brutality, some cooing whale sermon in stone, but I'm not worried. Come alive, my effigy, come night, glisten from trinkling gilded prayers, disguised in vast numbers as the curious pine to be felt. Show them you're moonstruck, be up in the clouds, breathe your chafed desires down the beautifully shaved necks of all your devoted admirers.